I spoke to my colleague Charlie Pellegrino, author of Ghost of Vesuvius, Ghost of the Titanic, about what might have happened on board Titan as it failed, now the debris field confirms that it is gone. Charlie pointed to the composite material that made up the hull. Charlie's dived in two spheres, two Titanic, Mir 1 and Mir 2, steel made. Charlie says they age, but very slowly. The material used for Titan regarded as experimental. Charlie points to that as inquiries will begin about why the failure. Here's Charlie.
No, not like that. I mean, we were in either solid steel hull or titanium hull. And these materials, when you have epoxies and carbon fibers, it's sort of like when we were pushing the edge when they first built the Comet passenger jets and they started falling out of the sky. And there were things about stress on the materials and fatigue that were not known at the time. This was sort of like that, very similar in a way in that they shouldn't have been carrying passengers yet at that time. And the same thing here. This was not a time during flight tests to be carrying paying passengers.
I'm John Batchelor.